Muslims in Uganda live in increasing fear after a spate of killings of Muslim leaders that was accompanied by arrest of other Muslim leaders and followers on charges related to murder, terror, and endangering national security. Several foundation Muslim schools known as madrasa have also been closed down under all sorts of pretexts ranging from poor living standards to indoctrination of minors and terrorist recruitment.
There should be a deliberate effort by government, by security agencies, by traditional leaders, by cultural leaders, by religious leaders, to check such sentiments and stereotypes.
2 days ago, another man was arrested on suspicion of being a terrorist. The reason given by security agencies was that he was suspected to be a Muslim since he had a beard. He was, however, not Muslim.
We wanted take all these criminal activities as ordinary criminal activities so that all the leads are left open for lines of inquiry. So the accusation that they are targeting Muslims does not arise.
The country's Muslim Center for Justice and Law has, in a countrywide statement, appealed to media houses and outlets to check the increasing imagery in the reporting that places Muslims in sensational and negative light that threaten to turn the larger population against them. The arrest and detention of Muslim leaders is feared could lead to a greater danger of looming mob justice against Muslims and persons suspected to be Muslims and therefore terrorists. But the Kampala administration has assured all Muslims to remain calm and let the security agencies handle the situation. Daniel Arap Moi, Press TV, Kampala, Uganda.